Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the book of John, and we're reading chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light.
The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Jim and Marge, for those readings. It can be very stressful because of their high expectations of themselves and also for others. You know, on the lighter side, I came across a few pointers that helps us to know that Christmas is coming and or whether Christmas is here. You know, we have that infamous fruitcake returns after 12 months of hiding. We have that Christmas list written black and white, written in black, while our checkbook balance is written in red. We have the trip to the mall and back is more challenging than the Indy 500. And there are more pine needles on the carpet than actually on the tree. So hopefully for you, Christmas is more than all of those things that add stress to your life. You know, the gospel this morning that we heard, Jesus, the Word, existed in long ago and far away, creating the universe. Then one day, Jesus, the Word, became flesh and lived among us, here and now. The gospel writer also refers to Jesus as a light, shining in the darkness, light that the darkness is not able to overcome or put out. I just want to share with you a story. Mr. Anderson was in London, and of all the things that he saw and did, the one thing that stood the most and clear to him was a visit to Nelson's flagship, the Victory. A young sailor showed him around, and when they reached a little cabin, he pointed to the very spot where Nelson died. Suddenly, the sailor switched off the lights. Had it not been for the solitary candle that flickered above them, they would have stood there in the darkness. So Mr. Anderson comments, I quote, "You know, I'll never forget it. when the lights went off, and by that flickering flame, I almost could see Trafalgar unfolding before my eyes. End quote. It's a bit like life. For often what is really worthwhile isn't to be found in the spotlights, but rather in the places where a humble light burns perpetually. Jesus coming in the flesh to live among us, born in a barn at a small place like Bethlehem, born by ordinary folks, yet he was the eternal Word that created all things, the light of the world. Jesus, a tiny, fragile, vulnerable baby in an insignificant corner of the world, yet his humble beginning as a humble being now has significance for the whole world. And has drawn to himself millions and millions and millions of people down through the ages and right to the present day. So this small, humble beginning of Jesus reminds me of another story. When I was a member of a Naranda Uniting Church in Perth, there was an elder, a helper, her name was Helen. She was extinguishing all the advent candles at the end of the service. And when it came to the Christ light, it was actually gone off. When it came to the Christ light, Helen made three attempts, very unsuccessful attempts, to extinguish the light. And finally, on the fourth attempt, it was extinguished. This reminded me that of a Christmas gospel, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. So ultimately, Christ, the light of the world, shall extinguish all darkness, and we shall live in the light eternally. And speaking in living in Christ's light, our gospel continues to underscore the significant work of Christ's light in verse 9. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was becoming into the world. Sooner or later, Jesus enlightens everyone. Jesus enlightens everyone. What does that mean? What does it mean when Jesus enlightens everyone? I think that there are endless ways in which Jesus enlightens us. Of course, there are obvious ways through his word and through his sacraments, through prayer and the community of faithful. He also enlightens us through our daily rounds, the challenges and changes of life. You know, people encounter light through at the bus stop. People behind the grocery encounters, or even at the park bench. Jesus enlightens may reach us in pages of history, of literature. And most of all, Jesus enlightens us in and through those human beings who are poor, who are suffering, who are young and old, widows, widowers, orphans. He enlightens us through refugees, those who often are at the boundaries of society. But you know what, folks? In those places where you meet those people, that is where Jesus' presence is at. That is where Jesus enlightens us. And that they are often the most kind people. And that they are often most loving people, generous, unselfishness, resilient people. So let Jesus shine through them. So this Christmas, may the light of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, enlighten you. Let that light shine through you. And when that light shines through you, let you share that love of Christ with others. With others that you meet within the family, within the community, within our family, in our church environment. Share that grace, share that love, share that generosity. And that is where the light enlightens you. And when that light enlightens you, you have Christ with you, born inside you, in your heart, in your faith, in your very being. And because this is Christmas Day, and because we all want to go back to our homes and visit our families, visit our friends, I will keep this short. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Amen.